This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our worship today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's program will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Jesus taught that this world was coming to an end. Do you believe that? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, another year fast comes to an end. And we realize that your word has said that history does not continually repeat itself, or it does not go round and round, and nobody knows where it's going to stop. But rather, it is coming to that day when you will return and people will bow before your throne. As we study your word today, we ask, O God, that the Holy Spirit will guide us and direct us into the truth of what the word has to say, that we do not let it say something or make it say something that it does not say, but neither that we deny anything that it does say. Be our teacher. In Jesus' name, amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 21st chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. It begins with verse 5. Some of Jesus' disciples were remarking about how beautiful the temple was adorned, with nice stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that is about to take place? He replied, Watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and the time is near. I do not follow them. When you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away. Then Jesus said to them, Nations will rise up against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be great earthquakes and famines and pestilence in various places and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before all of this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. This will result in your being witnesses to them. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourself, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You'll be betrayed even by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. All men will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. But stand firm, and you will gain life. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, it's 5:30 in the evening. Are you settled down in your favorite chair to listen to the evening news? You turn on either Tom Brokaw, Peter Jennings, or Dan Rather to hear what they have to say. And eventually they will tell you we're going to take you back to Washington. And there you will receive in depth the latest happenings in the Department of, quote, Homeland Security. Now, if we had a few years ago heard that term, Homeland Security, what might we have said in response? I think most of us average Americans would have said, what's that? Homeland Security. It is a relatively new concept. Do we not have security with a big ocean protecting us against the possible enemies? And we have a few forts in our harbors. We have customs that we have to go through at the borders when we come from another country. Our coast guards patrol our coastal waters, though it is true that a part of their work is to assist vessels that are in trouble. Why do we have to have more security than that? And the answer is very clear for practically everybody in the United States today. There is that old 9/11 that we hear so much about. It is a day that America changed. For now we learned that we not only could be attacked, but that we had been attacked. We could not only lose some of our beautiful buildings, but we could lose the buildings plus human lives. For on that day we had witnessed that thousands of our American citizens had died in their office on their own soil. Now we are told by high-ranking officials from Washington that there is no question but what we will be attacked again. And therefore, we must be prepared. The CIA must have much more attention after a lot of harsh criticism. For some accuse them of having inadequate reports as far as Iraq is concerned. This security goes down to almost the last individual. For a few weeks ago, I entered a restaurant in Des Moines, Iowa, or at least attempted to. My wife and I and our two guests were told you can't go in. So I went to get the automobile and we were going to go to another restaurant. There were probably 15 or 20 policemen around there. By the time I got back with our car, the policeman said, "Now you can go in." And so we went into the first part of the restaurant, and when we actually got into that part where we ate, the dining room, we were frisked. And I said to the gentleman, "You know, this is the first time in my life that I have ever been frisked before I sat down to eat what goes here." "Oh," he said, "everything is okay. Just go in and enjoy your meal." He was very kind. But everything was rather strange. And then some more policemen came in, and this time they headed for the kitchen area. I got a little bit anxious. I wondered what was going to happen. Was there some lunatic on the loose? If there were going to be a shooting out there, I didn't want to be around. And the waitress said, "No, you don't have to worry. We have received word that President Bush is in the city, and there's a possibility that he will come here to eat." Well, that caused us to wonder, boy, are we going to eat in the same dining room with the President of the United States, and what will he do? And the waitress evidently had some experience with this before, and she said, "Oh, if it's true to form, he'll probably come in and order, and then he'll walk among you and greet you, and you'll have the opportunity to shake his hand." The interesting thing was that he didn't come. They later told us that that restaurant was too visible and the security could not be tight enough. So they went to another restaurant. Homeland Security. Where is that enemy that could bring down any one of us at any given time? Well, that is a report on a given night in 2004. Now I'd like to take you back 2,000 years ago, and the place is Jerusalem. Obviously, there is no great newscast as we have it today, but there is one person. His name is Jesus, and he stands right outside of the temple. He and his disciples had been there that day, and as they were leaving, one of them said, "How beautiful the temple." And it was beautiful. It was adorned with beautiful stones. For example, there was a golden vine that had been given by King Herod that had clusters of grapes as tall as a man. The ornaments were suspended in the portico of the temple so that all could see them. So it is no wonder that the disciples would say, "How beautiful!" And then it is that our Lord says, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." What is it saying? We will be attacked. There is no question about that. The question is, when will it be? And our Lord made it clear that no one, not even he, knew when. But the day came that there was actually a historical attack, and the prophecy of our Lord Jesus was really met and fulfilled. The temple was destroyed in the year 70. False prophets did come and say that they were the Christ, they were the Messiah, they were the Savior. There were wars and revolutions. There were nations that rose up against another. There were earthquakes and famines and pestilence. And there was martyrdom. But God Almighty had given them a promise. Through it all, God will be with you. God will be with you. It happened. Now, friend, it is the year 2004. And you, as a Christian, I pray, are spending a little time with the Word of God, or maybe a lot of time. And today you read this particular text that I have read for you all over that deals with the signs of the end of the age. And you think, oh my, I need something more than this today. My heart is heavy already, and now the Word of God takes me back to this rather bleak passage of Scripture. Let me leave it and let me turn to another passage, a passage that will bring joy to my heart. Or I could give you a confession at this particular point. Several weeks ago, I turned to that portion of God's Word and knew that, God willing, and He didn't come beforehand, either for me or at the end of the world, that was the assigned text according to the lectionary for this particular day. I read it again. I sat and meditated and prayed about it, asking God to give me some thoughts, and all the thoughts that came were, the world is coming to an end. All of this is one day going to end. And I thought, that does not communicate very well to a postmodern society of ours. People perhaps will turn off the radio. They'll go to another station. This fellow must be a minister of doom and gloom. And so I began to look around, and while I tried pretty much to stay with the lectionary text of the day, that is the assigned text, because it does give us the whole counsel of God. We just do not preach on our favorite text. I looked around and I read a few, but finally I was drawn back to this text. What God is saying to us in His Word today, that this world is coming to an end. History has an end. It's not like the old Major Bowes once said, "Around and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows." There is repetition in history. Of course there is. We see history repeating itself again and again. I think that's what we're seeing in the sermon outline today. That 2,000 years ago, Jesus said, the world, and I think He had two points here. One, the world as those disciples knew it, and the world that the world will know, is coming to an end. But it is not going to continue that way forever. How is it going to be destroyed? We don't know. Neither did the disciples know when Jesus told them what would happen. Now, neither does the average American know. But isn't it true that on the day before 9/11, we didn't know how the enemy would attack? I'm sure by that time there must have been some idea that there was something fishy going on. But we did have a CIA, and we had evidently had some reports. But how soon would it come, and what would it be like, and how would they hit, and where would they hit? We had no idea. We were the superpower, we knew that. The problem was that we were not prepared for that day. Today, we realize that we have no understanding and no time date when Christ will return again and the world will end. And sometimes, in spite of all that we have gone through in 9/11 and all the rest that history reveals to us about no great civilization existing much more than 250 years, we somehow get understanding that this is going to go on forever and ever. But in the midst of that thinking, here is the word of God. There will come a time when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And at that particular time, God will set up his eternal kingdom. And so what the Word of God is saying to us today is this: be ready. How are we ready, friend? There is only one way, according to the Bible, that we can enter the new kingdom that Jesus Christ will at that time set up, and that is by faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. The simple gospel that sinners cannot enter into that kingdom unless they are forgiven. And they can only be forgiven through Jesus Christ, who suffered and died at the cross as a payment for our sins. When we have placed our sins on Jesus, they are forgiven, and we are his forever. So the question is, as we prepare to try to keep the enemy away from us in our day, and we take all kinds of precautions, and thank God we do, that there is a gospel here. The world will come to an end, that's sure. But at that particular time, if Jesus is our Savior, then he will invite us all into his kingdom, there to live with him forever. So you see where we stand with Christ determines where we live for all eternity. In the midst of all of this preparation, in the midst of this being concerned about where the enemy will attack next, let's remember that there's an even greater message, a greater warning that comes out of love from a Savior who said, "Come, let me prepare you for that day when I come to either receive you in death or at the end of the age." Amen. Father in heaven, it is a frightening age, and there are texts from your word that we would love to have preached on today rather than this. And yet we know that this is what you want us to understand. Help us, O God, to understand that gospel message where you have said, but make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourself, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. In other words, you have promised to be with us. So as we begin another week, grant that we may claim that promise, both for this week and for all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message comfort and guide you as you walk in fellowship with the Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent upon gifts from you, our listeners. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We praise God for His provision and thank our faithful listeners for your gifts and prayers necessary to make this ministry possible. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Today's service is also available to be heard or read on the Internet. Hundreds of other Christian Crusaders sermons can be found in our sermon library. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.